Wednesday, April 3rd, 2024. Welcome everybody back to the Battle Club Guys podcast. I'm your host, the Battle Club Guy. It is WrestleMania 40 week, and I'm so excited. I've been waiting for this week for a long time. I will be attending WrestleMania 40 weekend. I actually leave my house tomorrow, Thursday, April the 4th, to head to Philadelphia. Can't wait to get to Philadelphia. This is the first WrestleMania I will be attending that I can drive to. I've been to 7 WrestleManias. This will be my 8th WrestleMania, and I'm so glad I don't have to get on a plane, go through airport security, all that crap. I can actually drive, and it's going to be great. Looking forward to getting to the city of Philadelphia. I've been to Philadelphia multiple times. But can't wait for WrestleMania 40. And this will be my WrestleMania 40 Night 1 predictions episode. I'm going to do 2 separate episodes for you guys, so it's not too much in one episode. So I like to break them up. So I'm going to do a Night 1 predictions episode and a Night 2 predictions episode for you guys. So this will be Night 1. Before I get into the match card and get my predictions, I want to say, if this is your first time joining me, thank you for joining me. As always, this is the Battle Club Guys podcast. I'm your host, the Battle Club Guy. As always, follow me on Twitter, X, at the Battle Club Guy. Check out that Instagram, the Battle Club Guy. Head on over to the YouTube channel, the Battle Club Guys podcast on YouTube. Like I said, I'll be on site in Philadelphia this week for WrestleMania 40 week. And I'm going to post some live content for you guys. Not too much of the shows, because I don't want my account to get taken down again. But, you know, I'm going to try to do some vlogs for you guys, some live videos, maybe walking around WWE World, because I'm going to WWE World tomorrow, maybe downtown Philadelphia, all the banners and stuff. So I'll post a lot of videos for you guys as much as I can. So definitely hit that subscribe button, the Battle Club Guys podcast on YouTube. So let's get into it. WrestleMania 40 Night 1 takes place live this Saturday, April the 6th, from Lincoln Financial Field in Philadelphia, home of the Philadelphia Eagles. Little side note, I don't have a ticket for WrestleMania 40 Night 1 yet. Well, I don't have a ticket for a lot of stuff. I have my ticket for WrestleMania 40 Night 2. That's the important night for me. WrestleMania 40 Night 2 is the important night, and I will tell you why in the next episode. But I don't have a ticket yet for WrestleMania 40 Night 1. I'm not worrying about it. I will get a ticket. I will be in the building. It's all good. So let's get into the match card. We have 7 matches for Night 1. The opening contest is for the WWE Women's World Championship. It's Mommy representing Judgment Day, Rhea Ripley. She's defending her WWE Women's World title against the man, Becky Lynch. Let me just say, Becky Lynch is one of the nicest human beings I've ever met. Becky Lynch has a new book out. I have it on my desk right here. It's called Becky Lynch, The Man, Not Your Average Girl by Rebecca Quinn. I met Becky Lynch twice this past week. Last week, you know, she started her book signing tour. Me and my mom went to the, me and my mom went to the book signing tour in New York City. We waited outside for 3 hours to meet Becky Lynch. Becky Lynch is a star, man. She is just so nice. She made my mom feel so welcome, and this is such a down-to-earth person. So I got my photo taken with Becky Lynch the first night of her book tour in New York City. The picture came out a little blurry, you know. I didn't like it too much. So I said, you know what? I'm going to meet Becky Lynch again. So the following night, I drove to Ridgewood, New Jersey. I live in Pennsylvania, so luckily I have short commutes to the city, New Jersey, all these good places. So I went to Ridgewood, New Jersey the following night, stood in line for another 3 hours to meet Becky Lynch. Such a nice person, man. She complimented my outfit. She said I was a legend, but she's a legend. So shout out to Becky Lynch, man. And definitely pick up a copy of her book, Becky Lynch, The Man, Not Your Average Girl. So Rhea Ripley, Becky Lynch, they've been building this match for, it feels like, forever. I think it's been a year this match has been building up. You know, Becky Lynch had a great, Becky Lynch, she's done so much in her career right now. You know, she's been Raw champion. She's been SmackDown Women's champion. Becky two belts, you know, WrestleMania 35, I was in attendance where she defeated Ronda Rousey and Charlotte Flair to become the Raw and SmackDown Women's Champion. She's been NXT Women's Champion. Becky Lynch has done everything in WWE. Won the Royal Rumble, won the Elimination Chamber. Now, Rhea Ripley, you know, she's been undefeated. Judgment Day has been this powerful stable. You know, my man Finn Balor's in there. You know, they got Dirty Dom. They got Damian. They got JD McDonagh. Rhea Ripley's like the leader of Judgment Day, right? She like tells Damian Priest, don't cash in. She likes, you know, she, her and Dominic. So, who should win this match? Who should leave WrestleMania 40 as Women's World Champion? Well, you know, I'm a fan of both these women. Like I said, Becky Lynch is one of the best. Rhea Ripley, you know, she's unstoppable. Excuse me. So, it's hard for me to pick who I want to win, because I want both of these women to win, but only one woman can win this match. And I'm going to say that, you know, I said it a while ago. I don't know if I said it on a podcast or I might have said it to one of my friends in, at work when we talk about wrestling. I think WrestleMania 40 is going to be the fall of the Judgment Day. As much as that pains me, because I'm the Balor Club guy. Finn Balor's my guy. I think WrestleMania 40 is going to be the downfall of the Judgment Day, except for one person in the Judgment Day, which I'll talk about in the next episode. So my pick to win the opening match, WrestleMania 40 night one, and to leave as new WWE Women's World Champion is the man, Becky Lynch. Because, in my opinion, Becky Lynch is one of the best women's wrestlers. You know, she is a draw on Monday Night Raw. And Becky Lynch defeating Rhea Ripley for that WWE Women's World title solidifies Becky Lynch even more in her career, right? And I think she'll go on to defend that title. And when the time is right, someone will dethrone Becky Lynch. But yeah, man, my pick to win the Women's World title, WrestleMania 40 Night 1, the man, Becky Lynch. Next up, we have the Intercontinental Championship on the line. It's the Intercontinental Champion. This man's been undefeated. I can't remember how long. 600 some days. He's got 700 some days. He's got the longest reign in the modern era as Intercontinental Champion. Imperium's Gunther defending the Intercontinental Championship against Sami Zayn. Now, I think I'm with the majority here. I wanted Chad Gable to be the one to dethrone Gunther. I don't know who the hell is going to throw in Gunther at this point. I love Sami Zayn. Sami Zayn's great. I wanted Sami Zayn to defeat Roman Reigns at Montreal. Sami Zayn had that great moment last year, WrestleMania 39, where he won the tag team titles from the Usos with Kevin Owens. Great moment in the main event of WrestleMania 39 last year. Do I think Sami Zayn defeats Gunther? I do not. That's the short answer. I know. I do not. I love Sami Zayn. I don't think he's defeating Gunther. I do not. I think that Gunther retains the Intercontinental Championship from against Sami Zayn at WrestleMania 40 Night 1. I think Gunther will go on to defend that that Intercontinental Championship against a called-up Ilya Dragunov. Because I think Ilya Dragunov will lose his NXT Championship to the Don, Tony D'Angelo, at NXT TakeOver Stand and Deliver. Because Ilya Dragunov versus Gunther, that's money, man. Put that as your, you could put that as your main event in Backlash France. You could put that as your main event at Bash in Berlin. But either way, my pick to win and retain the Intercontinental Championship at WrestleMania 40 is Gunther. Next up we have, now I don't know the match order, guys, so I'm just going based off the way I have it written down. The only thing for certain, I think they did confirm Becky Lynch versus Rhea Ripley is your opening match for WrestleMania 4 Night 1. So let's keep it going here. We have a six-pack tag team ladder match. Man, this match is going to be probably my second favorite match of the night. A six-pack tag team ladder match. It's the Judgment Day defending their WWE Undisputed Tag Team titles. My man, my guy, Finn Balor and Senor in the Bank, Damian Priest, they're defending their tag team titles against Johnny Gargano and Tommaso Ciampa. The Awesome Truth, that's The Miz and R-Truth. The New Day, Xavier Woods and Kofi Kingston. New Catch Republic, and Theory and Grayson Waller. Now, like I said, I think WrestleMania 40 is the downfall of the Judgment Day, except for one individual. As much as it's going to pay me to watch this match live, I do believe Finn Balor and Damian Priest lose the tag team titles here. And I believe they lose the tag team titles to Awesome Truth. The Miz and R-Truth. I believe The Miz and R-Truth will win the tag team titles at WrestleMania 40. And it's going to be a great moment. I mean, R-Truth was with the thought he was with the Judgment Day, but he's not with the Judgment Day. He's reunited with his former tag team partner, The Miz. And I think that's going to be a great moment, man, at WrestleMania 40. Bringing back Awesome Truth. The ladder match is going to be insane. Okay, you got DIY. You got New Day. New Catch Republic. Theory and Waller. Balor and Priest. Miz and R-Truth. It's going to be insane, man. Love ladder matches. You know, one of my favorite WrestleMania matches is the... Now, this isn't a TLC match, but one of my favorite WrestleMania matches of all time, you know, that TLC match with the Hardys, Dudleys, Edge and Christian. So, ladder matches. I love ladder matches, especially at WrestleMania. So, either way, my pick to win and become the new WWE Undisputed Tag Team Champions are R-Truth and The Miz, The Awesome Truth. We have Rey Mysterio and the newest member of the LWO Dragon League. They're taking on Dominic Mysterio, Dirty Dom, and Santos Escobar. You know, Rey Mysterio and Dominic Mysterio had that fun match at WrestleMania 39 last year. Rey Mysterio got the win over Dominic. Now, you know, Dominic still has problems with his father, Rey Mysterio. Rey Mysterio has backup in the form of Dragon Lee. I think it's going to be a great match. That father versus son dynamic. You know, Santos has taken in Dominic as one of his own. Rey Mysterio is the leader of the LWO. I think it's great. As far as who wins this match, I'm going to say... I think it would make sense for Dominic and Santos to win this match. But... then again, when I look at it, it's like, do you really want Dragon Lee to lose his first WrestleMania match? I believe this is Dragon Lee and Santos's first WrestleMania match. I believe. But when I look at it, it's like, you know, like I said, the downfall of the Judgment Day. It does, you know, Rey Mysterio, does he need a win? Another match against Dominic? Or does Dominic need a win against Rey Mysterio? When I look at it, I think, you know, I think Dominic and Santos would be outnumbered. Because I do believe, I don't know if this man is anywhere, going to be anywhere near WrestleMania. But last time LWO was together, Bad Bunny was around. Maybe we get a surprise Bad Bunny appearance. Maybe Bad Bunny helps Rey Mysterio and Dragon Lee take out Dominic and Santos. I think that'd be cool. But I'm going to stick to my gut. I'm going to say it's the downfall of the Judgment Day. I'm going to pick Rey Mysterio and Dragon Lee to defeat Dominic Mysterio, Santos Escobar. And I think this will lead to a third match. Maybe at SummerSlam. You can do Rey versus Dom one last time. Maybe career. Maybe, you know, they could do mask versus hair versus mask match. I've been wanting that for a long time. I think that'd be a great SummerSlam match. Rey Mysterio puts his mask up, his career on the line. If he doesn't win, he retires. If Dominic doesn't win, he shaves his hair. I think that'd be cool. Next up, we have a six-woman tag team match. This is going to be a great match, man. It's Jade Cargill. The storm has arrived. You know, I was at SmackDown last Friday at the Mohegan Sun Arena in Connecticut. Man, Jade Cargill's a superstar, man. I mean, I was third row ringside. Her entrance with the, looks like it's snowing. The storm is coming. Just her look. She's shredded. She's got muscles on her muscles. She is a legit superstar. She's a megastar. She is Storm. She's the X-Men Storm in WWE. She is amazing. So you got Jade Cargill, DST, Bianca Belair, Naomi. They're taking on Damage Control's Asuka, Kairi Sane, and Dakota Kai. You know, Asuka, I think she's working through an injury, they said. So Asuka hasn't, you know, she can't really do too much, but you're taking it easy, which is understandable. It's going to be a great match. Who do I want to win this match? I want Jade Cargill, Bianca Belair, and Naomi to win this match. I think they will win this match, and they should win this match. You don't want Jade Cargill to lose her WrestleMania debut match. And I think Jade Cargill, Bianca Belair, and Naomi, they are a power team, man. Mega powers. They are the strongest storm, you know, feel the strongest storm, man. They are just so good. Can't wait for them to wrestle at WrestleMania. Like I said, my pick to win, Jade Cargill, Bianca Belair, and Naomi. All right, where are we at here? Okay, it's brother versus brother. Former tag team partners. They were, at one point, the longest reigning tag team champions. They're former Bloodline members. They are real-life brothers. It's main event, Jey Uso versus the Bloodline's Jimmy Uso. This match is going to be a great match because it's real, right? It's real life. It's brother versus brother. You know, Jimmy Uso feels like Jey Uso left him. Jey Uso feels like Jimmy Uso left him. Jimmy Uso still aligned himself with Roman Reigns and Solo Sikoa. Jey Uso went on his own. Jey Uso went on to win tag team gold with Cody Rhodes. So Jimmy Uso's mad about that. It's going to be a great match. I think we're getting Lil Wayne rapping Jey Uso to the ring. That's going to be cool. Who wins this match? Now, when I look at this, right? Main event, Jey Uso. Tag team champion with Cody Rhodes. Jimmy Uso. What's Jimmy Uso been doing? Jimmy Uso hasn't been doing nothing but the bidding of Roman Reigns. So, who benefits from winning this match, right? Who benefits from winning this match? As much as I love main event Jey Uso, I think Jimmy Uso benefits more from winning this match. I think Jimmy Uso should win this match just to solidify that Jimmy Uso is a main event player. Because we all know Jey Uso's main event, Jey Uso. We know that. Okay, he's been tag team champion with Cody Rhodes. Jey Uso could be an Intercontinental champion. Jey Uso could even be a world champion one day. But I feel like Jimmy Uso needs that win to say, hey, Jay, I'm a main event player just like you. So my pick to win in the brother versus brother match at WrestleMania 40 is Jimmy Uso. And now that brings us to the main event of WrestleMania 40 Night 1. It's the Bloodline, the returning, the most electrifying man in all of sports and entertainment. He is my favorite wrestler of all time. He's the great one. He's the people's champion. He is the final boss. The Rock. He's teaming up with his real-life cousin. The man who's been undisputed WWE Universal Champion for 1,300 days, I think it is. 1,200 plus days. The tribal chief, the head of the table, Roman Reigns, they're taking on the number one contender for Roman's undisputed WWE Universal Championship. The American Nightmare, the man who won the 2023 and the 2024 Royal Rumble, Cody Rhodes, and the World Heavyweight Champion, Seth freaking Rollins, man. I can't wait for this match. Now, I know a lot of people are upset. It should have been Rock versus Roman. It should have been Cody versus Rock. I get all of that. But Seth Rollins is hurt. A tag team match will do Seth Rollins good. The Rock hasn't had a match in 12 years. Roman Reigns is a part-time champion. So that's okay. So, The Rock said, if Cody and Seth Rollins lose this match, then Cody versus Roman on night two will be Bloodlines rules, which means anything goes. No disqualifications. Anything goes. But if Cody Rhodes and Seth Rollins defeat The Rock and Roman Reigns night one, then night two, Cody Rhodes versus Roman Reigns will be bloodline free. Bloodline will be banned from ringside. Well, that sounds all nice and dandy, but I don't think that's what's going to happen. I think The Rock and Roman Reigns are going to beat the absolute piss out of Cody Rhodes and Seth Rollins. And I believe that The Rock will pin Cody Rhodes in the tag team match. We end WrestleMania 40 Night 1 with The Rock and Roman Reigns standing tall over a fallen Cody Rhodes. And Night 2, it's Bloodline rules. And everyone's going to say, well, Cody Rhodes can't defeat Roman Reigns. He just got his ass beat by The Rock and Roman Reigns. Well, we'll see what happens. I'll get my thoughts and my predictions in my WrestleMania 40 Night 2 predictions episode. But that does it for this episode, guys. I want to say thank you for joining me. As always, this is the Battle Club Guys podcast. I'm your host, the Battle Club Guy. Make sure you follow me on Twitter at The Battle Club Guy. Check out that Instagram, The Battle Club Guy. Like and subscribe to the YouTube channel, The Battle Club Guys podcast on YouTube. As I leave for Philadelphia tomorrow morning, I will be live on site in Philadelphia, WWE World at WrestleMania is my first stop. So I will have tons of videos up for you guys so you can feel like you're there with me. This Saturday, the 40th WrestleMania takes place. Lincoln Financial Field is the setting. Philadelphia is the city. Will The Rock and Roman Reigns reign on Cody Rhodes and Seth Rollins' parade? Or will Cody Rhodes and Seth Rollins show The Rock and Roman Reigns that they don't care about a final boss in a bloodline? It's Cody and Seth's time. We'll find out live this Saturday. It's WrestleMania 40, Night 1. Till next time.